and good morning, everyone. We've been talking so much about traveling. A lot of folks planning to do that at the end of the week. But boy, we have this bitter cold weather coming. So let's start thinking like warm temperatures and traveling. And traveling out of the Akron Canton Airport is certainly the way to go. And we have on our WHBC Newsline this morning to talk more about that and some other things, the president and CEO of the Akron Canton Airport, Ren Camacho. Good morning, Ren.
Hey, Pam. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to talk to you this morning. So I did see the story come out about the fares at the Akron Canton Airport. Is this the lowest fares in this area, this region, basically? What do you attribute that to?
Well, Pam, it's really a testament to the resiliency of our community, right? The folks who are really looking forward to those sunnier, warmer climates that you started off with here. And our airline partners, right, that have stuck through with us, the United, the American Airlines of the world, and those folks have really, again, our business partners, our employees, you know, those folks who realize CAK is a gem in the region, and we're so thankful for the ability for them to get us to those places. And, you know, we still have that convenience, right? You're dropped off at the ticket wing, easy on-site parking, just steps from the door, as well as that same friendly service that you can expect with the short lines. And we got more outlets to recharge your devices with as well. So we're super excited about what the future holds for us and looking forward here in the coming months to folks getting to those warmer climates, ultimately spring break. And before you know it, summer will be here. So we're super excited what the future holds.
And as I looked at the numbers, I mean, this is an improvement over 2019 when the fares were a lot higher, I might add.
That's right. We were actually the most expensive of the area airports, including Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Cleveland, and now we're the cheapest. So, again, a testament to the community and the fact that some of those partners in the region, our airlines, our businesses have continued to travel, especially through a pandemic and all of that. And we've had some new airlines come in as well, as you know, Breeze Airways has come in and they started to grow here at CAK as well as Allegiant Air. And that has really seen our average fares drop lower than those nearby airports. So we're super excited about that as well. And they're looking to grow too.
Let's talk about the holidays, because this is the week, you know, folks are going to, you know, hop on the airplanes, go travel and visit, and some folks coming in. What's it going to be like? What are you expecting at CAK?
We expect travel to pick up somewhat. We definitely look forward to that. We ask our travelers to check with their airlines, of course, in advance. So this time of year, you have a lot of weather-related events and possible delays and those sorts of things that, again, this time of year provides, if you will. And we just ask folks, again, check with their airlines that they arrive 90 minutes early for their scheduled flights. And then folks coming through the airport, we just ask if they happen to bring gifts through the airport that they bring them unwrapped, because the TSA usually requires those gifts to unfortunately be unwrapped and rewrapped. And we do have a gift bag station post-security, but we do... again, encourage folks, if they do plan to travel with gifts, that they do so unwrapped. And again, we ask our folks to, you know, look forward to some neat destinations that we have. And, you know, we have some specials to some of those warmer climates, $39 to Nashville, $73 to Tampa, places like that, as well as other cities in Florida. Again, and then all the modern amenities of a larger airport with sensory rooms, pet relief areas, complimentary business lounge, and all those things that our passengers have come to expect at CAK over the years.
Yeah, and there is a possibility of a winter storm heading our way for Friday and Saturday, a little bit into Sunday maybe. So that could affect us, and it could affect a lot of other cities across the country. So that's probably, I'm guessing you guys are keeping a close watch on that, right?
We are definitely doing that. Our snow crews are, you know, fully topped off with all the chemicals to keep the runways safe and operational, and all the roadways salt that's required there. And again, yeah, I highly recommend folks that are traveling over the next week or so to check with their airlines and those destination cities for potential delays. And we're ready to accommodate CAK. It takes takes quite a bit for us to close, and we're super proud of our maintenance teams that allow us to keep the airport open. But yes, definitely check the weather over the coming week here.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful holiday, and we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks so much, Pam. Happy holidays to you as well.